You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 1.
All right, so yesterday was just a practice. It was a warm-up for us. Breaking news during the show.
Yeah.
And we have been receiving a lot of feedback over the last 24 hours about our reaction to the news that Mike Babcock was fired right around 4:30. Mid-segment, we're rambling about something.
I was rambling about just systematic play and guys, you know, there was a play I didn't love about Nylander, and there was a, you know, we're talking about Riley and all of that, and you just casually just...
I am taking so much heat for how nonchalant... Well, we all play different roles in this, okay? So let's kind of break down the tape here a little bit, and we'll play the audio in just a moment to refresh the audience's memory, if you were not listening live or watching live. So, again, we're mid-conversation, mid-segment.
We were talking about the Las Vegas game. That's really ultimately where we're talking about.
Breaking down what had happened and six losses in a row and 9-10-4. We all know the story. And then news that we were anticipating, but we're unaware of when it was going to happen.
Right.
So, not shocking news that Babcock got fired. Not shocking news that Sheldon Keefe took over as the head coach. But we didn't know it was going to happen mid-segment. But massive news. Massive sports news in Toronto. It's a big sports show that happens to be in Toronto.
Massive.
And why don't we play it just to refresh everyone's memory in terms of how we decided to reveal the big news.
Exactly. You know, you need an extra save from Freddie, regardless whether
Hold on.
What?
Breaking news. Babcock fired.
What?
The Leafs just sent the email out. Sheldon Keefe named the 31st head coach in franchise history.
Wow. Oh, you got to throw in interesting.
Yeah, you cut out interesting.
I cut it off, and then apparently I had no comment.
You went garden gnome. And honest to God, all I could think about when you announced it, because I was kind of thinking about the other systematic play in that.
How long did I go before I made a comment?
Dude, minimum 2 minutes. You sat there. I don't know if you were breathing. Like, there were people watching on TSN4 that were legitimately concerned for your health.
Somebody wrote, is he a cardboard cutout?
You didn't say anything. You just sat there. There was no emotion. There was no response.
I think my reaction is worse because I honest to God, wanted to say...
Yeah, I have to defend myself. Like, you guys must have been talking. I wasn't mailing it in. I must have been, like, thinking about what I was going to say.
Oh, you were processing.
You were involved. But we all were, but I wanted to swear.
Garden gnome is aggressive.
Your form of processing was filler. Wow.
Interesting.
That was your form of processing.
I wanted to say, holy, you know what, because I was completely floored by the timing of it.
Right. And that was me. Like, again, I'm taking heat. I went home. My wife was like, hey, you know, pretty nonchalant there with the big news.
Yeah, you were Larry King. Like, hey, we've got breaking news.
Well,
you know,
because I'm reading the email, and I don't know if that makes for compelling radio. I don't think anyone cares about, you know, my voice, my disposition. When the news breaks, if you hear it or you watch it, you're like, okay, there we go. We're all processing it together.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to go Vern Lundquist, like, in your life have you ever heard anything like that?
Exactly. Well, like, would I like
You're not in the booth on the 16th green at the Masters.
Right. Waiting for a great shot. Like, I'm not watching some guy stand over a 20-foot putt thinking, right, I've got a call ready if this goes in.
I didn't know
it was coming.
We were talking about something else. Like, when we were flat out just talking about the game, and I was rambling about something else.
You could have came in with some different heat.
No.
I'll take this one on the chin. As the captain, I'll admit.
You got to admit, you have to said... Okay. Oh, my God!
Okay, let's.
He's gone.
You want to recreate it?
Yeah, maybe we can try to do
that. Okay, you know what?
Like,
you need another save from Freddie.
Whoa. Hold on.
Hang on a sec. We got to get some music. What do you want, the Halloween music?
No, we don't need the Halloween music.
I wanted to recreate how we should have reacted.
Okay,
how would you react?
I'll start with, like, we're talking about the game in Vegas. If you go to the game in Vegas...
But he wasn't.
But you weren't involved in it.
It was him and I that were talking.
I understand. This is a whole new script.
How do we recreate it?
Well, this is how ridiculous the grappler is.
Okay.
The grappler thinks he needs to be involved in this reenactment. He just said in my ear, Babcock fired. Check your email.
Okay, well, then that's...
I understand that that's like
that's
the real thing.
Got to commit to the bit if we're going to do it.
I guess you're right.
Have him on the mic as I'm speaking, rambling about...
Grappler, you got to play it like it's for real, though.
Okay,
like,
then.
All right, start up. Here we go. Three, two, one, action.
And you could have another save from Freddie. And how about Morgan Riley? You could be a lot better. And to meet Tyson Berry.
Watch yourself.
Holy crap!
He doesn't know what's going on.
I can't even believe it!
You're not privy to this.
He hasn't announced it yet.
I know what's coming, though. I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
Tell me what you got to say.
Mike Babcock fired. Sheldon Keefe
is
your new head coach.
That's crazy. Wow. I can't believe the timing of that.
All right, so.
That's nuts.
Cut.
That is flat out nuts. Al's brother, get on the mic.
Cut.
We got to hear from Al's brother.
In the future, because I know the way this place operates, TSM.
Right, I just hurt my hand.
Yeah, you got to stop hitting the desk.
No, it's not good.
Because I know the way TSN operates. They archive stuff.
Right.
Like, remember, I've complained about this before.
They did it, Naylor, all of that stuff.
All that kind of stuff. But even, like, with That's Hockey or SportsCenter, like, when they're putting together a montage, they'll cherry pick where I'm like, he's brutal.
Yeah.
I hate him with a passion.
Dude, you're on the... When I do the games with Duthie and those guys, you're on the intro every time.
Yeah,
you're
same thing. That's Hockey.
These guys are brutal. They can't make... I'm like, there's Hayes. It's every game. It's like, what the hell's going on? All I hear is you
talking about a college game or something, saying, right. I hate those people.
I'm talking about the Tie Cats, you know, teeing up the
Duthie goes,
cup.
Here we are in Toronto. Here's the scene set, and all you hear is you saying, these guys are awful, and then they can't make a save. They can't play defense. I'm like, this guy's voice is in every intro of every game we do.
And it's never positive.
No.
Ever.
You are like, people know that voice. They're like, Hayes is barking again about something.
That's him yelling. So my only request, when you use the Mike Babcock fired, Sheldon Keefe hired, use the one we just reenacted. Okay. That's the one I want on SportsCenter.
But what we got to get is the original versus the one we just did and see which one is better.
Okay. So anyway, that's the big news from 24 hours.
Rappler, tell me when you got them together, a collaboration, the original and the fake one, and we'll see which one we want to run with.
Here's our poll question. Whose reaction was more either ridiculous?
I think it was mine.
Yours was not a good reaction.
Apparently not mine. I didn't talk for two and a half minutes.
You said what? Because you said, I've got news, Sheldon Keefe, the new, and he goes, he gave it the Tommy Boy what?
I think I do
recall
that.
Tommy Boy what?
Yeah,
and then
I go,
what was like when you guys tried to pull a stunt on me and you had that fake caller, the guy from Vegas.
Mac Jameson.
Mac Jameson, and then you said it was broken up, it's not a real phone, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was my reaction.
That was it. There was about 2.5 minutes where I started, you know, processing what was going on and trying to get the ball rolling on this new conversation because we were going in a different direction.
I just tried to kill time. I was like, wow, interesting.
You were killing a lot of time.
But my mind was moving a million miles an hour because I was actually flabbergasted. Like, the timing of it, you're right. I think we all were expecting it at some point, but I think in my mind, I talked myself into it like, it's going to happen.
No, I thought early
at the end
December.
Of the trip, or a couple more weeks or whatever.
Or the way the Leafs operate, like 5 minutes before kickoff of the Grey Cup.
Yeah.
Just to sewer the Canadian Football League. But now that we've had 24 hours, we've heard from Shanahan, we've heard from Dubas, we heard from Sheldon Keefe earlier today, and they got a game tonight a tough game tonight in Arizona.
Yep.
And Sheldon Keefe. He's being tabbed and in ways, I think, being built up as if he's some miracle worker.
Like fairly or unfairly?
Well, unfairly, obviously. I mean, he's a coach. I think he's a good coach. I have no idea if he's capable of bringing his same process and philosophy to the National Hockey League. We'll find out. Tonight is all about the players.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said multiple times, the spirit of the team, it's on him to start building them up. He said he believes that they can work on their net front coverage, and that's something they can fix almost immediately. We'll find out starting tonight. But ultimately, he's just jumping in. Like, he's not going to show up and throw everything into the blender and demand this and demand that, and the players immediately are receptive to it and go out and apply it. Well, it's on the players to get going tonight. Then slowly but surely, he starts implementing what he wants to see.
Do you remember Ken Hitchcock's comments when he took over for Todd McClellan last year? Do you actually remember? He was like, 8-9 games, we should be up and running, no problem. Like, I'm going to have this haul turned around. And they actually went into more of a spiral eventually. Now, I'm not comparing the two teams. I'm comparing the comments to Ken Hitchcock saying, yeah, no problem. That's a guy with, what, 1,400 games in the league that thought he was going to come in?
But maybe subconsciously the players understood that what he was saying could not possibly happen.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, he's blabbing and saying, you can do this if you trust me and follow me. And they're like, what are you talking about? Our roster's not good enough.
Yeah. But
who knows what belief they have in their own roster, because that means a lot.
You're right.
Sheldon can come in and say, we have to do this better, we have to do that better. But if they don't, and I believe, you watch the Ottawa Senators play right now.
They're playing with some spirit.
Who in the hell thought they could be pulling off what they're pulling off right now?
Yeah, I mean,
that roster is
they look a lot like
of the barrel.
A lot like the Leafs did Babcock's first year.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of years ago, hard working, don't cheat you for effort.
But they're going to end up where we expect them to end up.
So what? At least they're trying.
I'm not taking that away from them. I'm just saying.
That'll come down to a dignified tank.
Yeah,
if you believe that. Now,
that's what they are. That's how they're built.
How long can they hang on? Like, that's the thing. For me, it's exciting because I don't have to talk about. You know, I call those games. I called the one in Detroit the other night. It was actually pretty good hockey considering both teams in a rebuild. You know, now, like I say, you're looking at the next tier of teams, the Maple Leafs, Arizona. They're no slouch. They're a good team.
No, defensively, they're very strong. Yep. And this, like, it sets up for an overreaction in favor of Sheldon Keefe. Mm-hmm. Like, if they score first tonight, well, that was Babs. Babs couldn't find a way to get them to, you know, score first. If Matthews scores on the road, well, that means Matthews wasn't feeling what Babs was, you know, preaching.
It's going to be tied together no matter what, right?
If the penalty kill is perfect tonight, yeah. Sheldon Keefe, miracle worker, power play scores a couple of goals. Like, that's where it's going to go, and that would be ideal for him, clearly, because you got to hit the ground running here. But
I would expect him to win big tonight. I thought that this morning. I said, you know, Pooley's not wrong. Teams that have in-season coaching changes usually get that initial bump. And if you get that bump, all signs point to them having a massive night. Where we will find out how this team is coached and if the guys get the message in that is probably about game 10 under his tenure.
You need, like, how many practices do they need? How many meetings?
Games. You need to go through the cycle once or twice as far as what this coach wants. I guarantee you there's some players in that dressing room before they put the gear on tonight are thinking, like, how could my career be impacted in a positive or negative way? Not Austin Matthews, but it's the fringe and those types of players.
Yeah, but I would include Matthews because we're talking legacy here.
Okay, fair.
Like, if you want to be an all-time great, by all accounts, that's what he keeps saying. He wants to be an all-time great. Right. You've got to win.
Yeah.
You've got to have a coach that can get you there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be in a position where you're not missing the playoffs in year four of your career.
Yeah.
Which, at this point, that's where they're trending. So you're right in terms of who he is, his confidence on the ice.
Right.
But bringing in a new coach, if Keefe can push the right buttons and move them in a direction that the management and ownership believes they should be moving in, that will directly factor in to Austin Matthews. Like, I look at this as a legacy play. Like, I think Shanahan, first and foremost, comes into the focus for me because he is putting all his chips into the middle with Kyle Dubas and Sheldon Keefe. He could have had Hall of Famer Lou Lamoriello, Hall of Famer Mike Babcock.
Yeah.
He's gone with Kyle Dubas and Sheldon Keefe.
Yeah.
So
two up-and-comers opposed to two
up-and-comers,
yeah.
But absolutely no NHL experience.
Yeah.
And they're all in. Like, Shanahan reiterated that today. We're all on the same page here. We all believe in this philosophy. And they're bucking a lot of trends. And sure. We'll ask Kyle about that. Kyle Dubas is going to join us at 5:30. But rookie head coach, 50% of your cap invested in four forwards.
Yeah.
Kind of turning a blind eye to size and physicality and
roster
toughness. Roster construction. Like, bucking a lot of trends. And the jury's out on whether or not it can work. But it's got to for Shanahan. It's got to for Dubas.
Mm-hmm.
Has to for Dubas. And also for the big boys on the team. John Tavares has to work for him. Mm-hmm. He's 29 years old.
Yeah.
You can't be in 3 years looking at a new coach, because then it didn't work. You should have stayed on the island if it's all about winning Stanley Cups, but if that happens in 3 years.
You're right. But you're right, it has to work. But I think Kyle Dubas is his second year on the job as the main guy. He's allowed to pivot some things. He may assess it and go, you know what, I've got the coach I want, I've got the roster I want. A couple things I need to tweak that I didn't think I needed to 3 months ago. Like, he's allowed to do that. You're allowed to learn on the job.
I go to the players. You don't want to hear that voice anymore, and Mike Babcock, from all information I gather, is just overbearing. It's just overbearing. It's day by day, and he does this and he does that. I'm not going to get into what he says or what he does.
Yeah.
But if you want a refreshing voice and someone that's just going to be a normal guy in this day and age where nobody wants to listen to that, you got to go out there and do it. So the players, go ahead and do it. You don't want to listen to him? You better go out there. I don't care which player you are, whether it be Mikheyev or Tavares or Matthews or Nylander, go out there and play. And I think DJ Smith set a standard in Ottawa where he went in there and he said, I really don't care who you are. If you're not going to play to the way I want you to or do what I want you to, you're not going to go in the lineup.
Yep.
Or you're not going to get power play time. You're not going to do certain things. And that brings accountability to the locker room. But
do you think that's possible, though? Like, when you compare and contrast, Ottawa, they don't have anybody making $11
million. No.
Just take the other night in Vegas. The Spezza group scored a power play goal, right? They had another power play late in the game. What did he do? I got to put on the big boys. Why?
Could have put them out there.
They just scored a power play goal. The other line was garbage. Put the other guys out there and see if they can score a goal and keep momentum, but he just wouldn't do it. And that's Mike Babcock, of all people, that said, you know what, I can't do that. I got my big boys out there.
But
just try it. It's a minute. They can go out, and maybe it might piss the other guys off and say, you know what, I'm not happy that he put those other guys out there. We're going to go out there and try to score a goal.
It's a great point.
And God forbid, shifts after goals. If the fourth line goes out there after a goal for or against, it's just ridiculous. I don't know what the hell kind of coaching philosophy that is. I don't ever want to see that again.
Well, ever. Yeah, you're preaching to the choir on that. But Sheldon Keefe, he's saying a lot of things that sound ideal. And if they come to fruition, he'll deserve a ton of credit for it.
But the bottom line is he has some options going ahead that are so simple. It's not like recreating the
You're not reinventing the wheel.
But simple things.
But every player on the team has different rules. Like, he keeps saying, we want to give our players an opportunity to feel free offensively. If Freddie the Goat reads that as, I can do what Matthews can do.
Nope.
Then you're not coaching. So
if I'm the coach, if I'm Sheldon Keefe, I'm like, Freddie the Goat, you're playing 9 minutes a game tops. And Austin Matthews, you want to talk about ice time? You're playing 23. So don't come to me or don't come to anybody else and talk about ice time. $11 million player, you're playing 23 minutes a night, right. And I want to see what you got.
Yeah, of course. But what are you doing with those minutes?
Well, like, that's if he wants to float around and float through the neutral zone and wait for an opportunity, that's not good enough.
But that's what I think his point is, and I would agree with it. If Matthews isn't playing well, this comes back to the DJ Smith philosophy. And regardless of what the contract is. Now, Bobby Ryan's going through a tough time, thinking about him. But hockey-wise, he wasn't getting it done. What did DJ Smith do? He played 7 minutes one night, wasn't good on the power play, pulled him off the power play, healthy scratch. Like, obviously, there's lots other to that factor. The point being, what he's saying is accountability. And I want to see what type of accountability a first-year coach coming into the National Hockey League dealing with everyone who's on the big stage, egos, all of that type of stuff, how he manages that. Now, by all accounts, I've been reading lots of pieces today about Sheldon Keefe's coaching style. Sounds like he's a player's coach. So you've gone from the hard ass to somebody who is perceived as a really good communicator. I think that's going to work well for a lot of these players because it's just it's a different era now. And players want to know where they stand. But the first time, if Matthews is playing 20 minutes, and he doesn't like what he's seeing, what is he going to do with that?
Well, that's my point.
That's what I'd like to see.
It's easier said than done,
right,
to say just don't play him.
Right.
Like, that's not going to happen. because the GM who just employed you and said we're all on the same page, the GM is the one who gave him $11.6 million.
Yeah.
So you got to play him. You know, that's my point. It's one thing for DJ Smith to say, Colin White, you're not cutting it.
Yeah.
Colin White is not Austin Matthews.
Correct.
Or John Tavares. Just based on the payment alone, but also who they are, what they represent. So we'll see starting tonight in Arizona. We'll tee that game up throughout the afternoon. Again, Kyle Dubas will join us at 5:30. The Iceman, Matt Thomas, is going to come on in about 10 minutes. The Raptors with another just easy, free-flowing win last night. All they do is pick up W's. And
what are they, 10-4?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
They're a pretty good distraction. Pretty good distraction, considering the way they're playing. And Toronto Life magazine has issued their list of top 50 influential people in the city. Lots of Raptors content in the top 50. We'll tell you which Raptors came in where.
Did you sniff?
I just missed. Honorable mention.
Any of us? Like any Bob McKenzie?
No, not even close. Not even close.
Dude, what are you talking about? Toronto influential people?
Well, I'll tell you
You're
more about the
business
list.
Business and stuff like
well,
that,
it's,
too.
Well, no, it's the arts, it's sports, exactly. It's politicians.
Oh, Bobby Mack's not like a top...
I would have Bobby Mack maybe in my top 50, but it's a...
Who's
it's,
in there? I want...
Well, okay, I'll come back and tell
list.
You.
I want to know all 50.
We're not going to sit and critique the list. These are influential people. Yeah, probably
I guarantee
a couple of our
there's
bosses.
Some pigeons that just like,
well, there are some people that, you know, the general public won't know.
Yeah.
You know, right. CEOs, presidents, et cetera, of different companies around the city where, I guess if you're in the business world, they would be influential. But if you're not, you may not know who they are.
Right.
But we'll get into it, and we'll catch up with Matt Thomas of the Raptors next. All right, Kyle Dubas will join us in an hour. He'll check in at 5:30. The Iceman, Matt Thomas, coming up here in a moment from the Raptors. The Raptors with another win last night. And they are heavily featured in the newest version of Toronto Life's 50 Most Influential People in the City.
You got to give me a guideline on how you meet that criteria.
It's totally subjective. I have no idea. I don't know if it's a panel. I don't know if it's one single author. I don't know.
I know, but from what you're saying, it's like most popular. Like
yeah, it's a popularity contest.
Like most
no, because it does. It's not top 50 most popular. It's the top 50 most influential. So,
but based
so what
on
does that
their
mean?
Standards,
like what restaurants well, they go to, like how successful.
Dude, you call up Toronto Life and ask them. I don't know.
We should
I mean,
make our own list.
Okay, that's fine. We can't. What are you yelling at me for? I mean, it's not
I'm
my
taking
list.
Offense to some of these people on the list, and all of them deserve. They're all successful, and you know, I'm sure, like great people.
Well, guess what? The whole city doesn't see the world the same way that
we do.
Well. I do, you do, he does. It's a city of 6 million people.
It's a subjective list.
Of course it is. This doesn't mean anything. They don't get the keys to the city because they're on the list. They don't get free tickets and free restaurants and free everything.
I'm looking at the list. Like I thought Catherine McKenna lives in Ottawa. She's on the list.
Yeah. Well, Jagmeet Singh is on the list.
Yeah. I just want to ask
politicians. They're influential.
I know it's not your list, but
Trudeau's not on it.
In the city of Toronto, what do you do or how do you become influential?
You wore a turtleneck one day. Now people are wearing turtlenecks.
No, that's not true.
Actually, that's not a bad point.
No, that's stupid.
It's not.
It is. I want to ask you what do you do or how do you become influential in your mind?
Well, obviously you have to have an impact on the city.
Okay.
You have to be in a position...
That's a generic statement, by the way.
Okay, but you're asking me to define a list that I had no take in. I don't know how they came to these conclusions.
You're just reading the list.
I'm reading the list.
We're attacking you for it.
This is like me yesterday reading Mike Babcock fired. Well, why was he fired? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not the president and GM of the team.
Wow, interesting.
I get that, Brian, but in your head, which I don't know what is in there, how would you think someone would be influential in the city? As opposed to winning a basketball game or a hockey game or going out to a restaurant.
Obviously, being charitable, being philanthropic,
correct,
would probably factor in significantly. Factoring into the biggest events in the city, right? Like TIFF. TIFF is heavily included in this list. The
Go ahead with your list.
Yeah, but What do you want me to tell you, man?
No, I'm just saying, I want to know how you become influential in the city. If you're just doing a simple act and you don't influence the city at all, how do you get on that list?
Well, Masai Ujiri is number one. Would you not say that he's pretty influential?
Very influential. Brought a championship.
How's that sound?
Well, he influences the Toronto Raptors. They win basketball games. But does anyone in the city say, oh, man, I got to...
Yeah, I would say that a lot of people look up to Masai Ujiri. I would say... Yeah. What he's represented in terms of just like civic pride because of what he brought to Toronto. He was the architect of a championship team. We haven't had one in a long time.
Okay, so you think young people in Toronto are going to be like, I want to manage the basketball team?
Probably, wouldn't you?
I'd like to be successful.
We got
like
the
that.
Wrong idea. I don't know.
But what do you think is influential?
We'll get to it at a later
like
time.
Like the bartender at Grazzi? That's who you'd put up as the top most influential guy in the city.
Yeah, because they design a menu around what I want to eat. The chicken parm.
The chef at Best Portuguese Chicken should be number three.
Yeah. And the guys at Grazzi. Bruno, Brad, they know what they're doing.
Anyway.
Yes.
I wanted to get into this list. Instead, we just talked about what influential...
No, but I'm just going to ask you. Every person you bring up is going to say, how are you influencing Toronto?
Well, Masai Ujiri's at one.
Go ahead.
Kyle Lowry's at six.
Right.
I know Matt Thomas is on hold. I've been trying to get to him.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
The irony of this is... No. The hypocrisy of you...
No, that's your move.
It's your move.
Your move.
Your move. The Iceman sitting here waiting for us.
Yeah.
And you can't stop yapping.
Iceman.
Matt Thomas. What's up? How you doing, Matt?
What's up, guys? I must be pretty far down that list.
No way.
Let me ask you, how would somebody be on a list to influence you in the city that you're living in? Like, what would you look for as far as, like, big points to influence you in the city you're living in? What would you look for?
No, I mean, I just got transferred over, but I kind of heard what you guys were talking about. I feel like Masai is definitely influential here because... Like you said, he helped put together a team that ended up winning a championship in the city. A lot of fans have been following this team since the beginning, you know, for 25 years, and that means a lot to some people. So I think his leadership and just all the characteristics that he has definitely are those of a leader.
Well, Kyle Lowry is number six on the list. I'm not going to ask you as a new Torontonian.
What is this list?
It's the top 50. Yeah, Toronto Life has issued the top 50 most influential Torontonians for 2019.
Kyle Lowry won't even give me one of his hats.
Yeah, because you're not influential.
Okay,
you don't
that doesn't influence me.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's how you would build your list. You'd take bribes. Like Joe Blow on the street would hand you a 20 and he'd be on your top 50. But how is Kyle Lowry, you know, factored into you being welcomed onto the team? You know, how influential is he in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle's been great ever since I've gotten here. You know, he's welcomed me, which... along with the other rookies, you know, which he definitely doesn't have to do. Someone, with his stature, you know, with all the accolades that he's been received, and you know, he's been playing. This is his 14th or 15th year, you know, seventh, eighth season in Toronto, multiple time All Star. You know, just coming off a championship. You know, all those accolades speak for themselves. But the dude is just super humble. He just wants to win. One of the best leaders I've been around. I've just been really impressed, you know, just the way he conducts himself on and off the court. And, you know, him along with, you know, the other guys, I've said before too, just how like humble and hungry they are after coming off a championship. I'm sure it'd be easy to kind of let your foot off the gas pedal, but it doesn't seem like anyone on this team's done that.
Well, obviously, when you signed here, you knew you were joining a championship team, but a team with a couple of players of significance that left. I mean, we know Kawhi left. We knew Danny Green left. But you guys go 3-2 on that trip, dealing with big injuries, two Lowry, two Ibaka. You're 10-4 on the season. Have you been surprised at all by how well you guys have been playing and the amount of wins you've been able to build up so early into the season?
I mean, that's a good question. And a person I haven't been surprised. Like, you know, teams that I've tended to be on my entire life. You know, I've been able to be a part of winning teams and winning culture. So that's really all I've known, which has been great. I'm definitely been, I don't know if lucky is the right word, but I've definitely been on some great teams. And here, they just do things the right way. Like, you know, they're extremely professional. The way we prepare ourselves for every game, the way we're preparing ourselves all off season, and we had those injuries, obviously, and I'm sure a lot of fans or casual basketball, you know, watchers would have expected us to lose those games on the road. But, you know, finishing that road trip 3-2 says a lot about, you know, our team. And we kind of just had to adapt. And, you know, everyone always says the next man up type of mindset. But that's kind of what we've done. And here shortly, hopefully, we'll get some of these guys back.
We're chatting with Matt Thomas of the Raptors. We had John just prior to the season, and we were talking a lot about your history as a guy who, you know, you shoot the lights out. You're a three-point specialist, quote-unquote, from high school, college, playing overseas. You didn't get in the first couple of games, but you did in Chicago that first Saturday night. You went 2-for-3 from three. What was that feeling like, leaving the building with a win, knowing, you know, I've hit shots and now I've officially played in the NBA?
Yeah, that was a fun game. Special night for me, you know, being my first game and getting my first minutes in a real game, and having those first couple shots go down. And also I had some family. Chicago is just about 3 hours from my hometown, Wisconsin. So I had some family and friends there as well. So seeing them before the game and then us getting the win and, you know, on an individual note with me getting in the game was a special moment.
Well, we wish you nothing but success in the future, and keep influencing the people of Toronto, Matt. You're going to get in that top 50 at some point, man. I'm banking on it. You'll have our vote, and we always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate it. I'll keep working. Hopefully one day I'll get in the top 50, and I'll make sure to get you guys a hat.
There you go. Yes. That's what we need.
So I
hats.
Can stay there.
That's exactly right, man. That's all we look for is free swag, hats. And we're on your bandwagon.
Free gear. I can make that happen.
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Take care.
Matt Thomas, shooting guard with the Raptors.
I'm not even trying to pump your tires. You should be on that list. People listen to you every day. You're in Toronto, the drive home king of Toronto, and you influence people in their car, and you're not on the list, but some guy... What the hell's going on here with the thumbs up?
Well, I mean, it's an endorsement.
The camera, when you were yelling about him, the camera zoomed in on Brian, and he...
What is this, a Byway commercial? But you, every day, people listen to your voice, and you influence how they think or what they're doing with everything.
Right.
He's the you voice influence of the people, and you're not on that list. That's a joke.
Listen, it's one subjective list.
What was the close-up? It creeped me out. I looked to my left, and all I saw was you doing some dumb thing.
No, Megan, when you were talking about him, she cut to him.
Right.
And he was just standing there, or sitting there, staring at the camera.
I should have given it the political tagline. I'm Brian Hayes, and I endorse this message. Because I should be in the top 50. You're right.
I totally agree.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And by the way, if we're going to talk about pumping each other's tires, I'm going on with Gurdeep in the morning. Tune in.
Oh, really? Wow. Tomorrow morning on CP24? Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
I was asked yesterday for this morning, but I couldn't make it. I had a previous...
Oh, so that's
situation.
Great. And now I'm the second most influential.
No, I got that, actually, too. We're all in the same boat. No, I'm not saying CP24. The morning guys were like, yesterday, they're like, do you think you can come on tomorrow?
So you're telling me Gurdeep didn't even want me. He went from him now to me.
Here's the thing. I didn't get the personal invitation from Gurdeep. I got through the company email through our PR people saying, are you available for CP24 tomorrow morning at 8? That was yesterday. I had something going on. I couldn't make it on the show. I politely declined.
Okay, but I get it. He's skipped to me now. No, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to expand my horizons tomorrow. I want to do some weather, and I want to bounce around and do everything.
Are you in studio?
Yeah, I'm going in. 7:30.
Wow. Wear a turtleneck.
You've got to wear the turtleneck.
Yes, you do.
You have no stones if you don't wear it.
Yeah, wear a turtleneck. You're the guest. You're
Serge Ibaka. Did you guys see Serge Ibaka last night?
I did not.
Serge Ibaka's gear.
Serge Ibaka wears scarves. that are worth more than our cars.
I'll bet you the outfit he was in last night cost minimum $3,000.
Oh, yeah.
$3,000.
I understand.
Add two zeros.
No.
His watch is worth $180,000.
Well, that's true. I guess if you include whatever, you know, I didn't see.
Scarf, $7,000. Shoes, $4,000.
Yeah.
It's $300,000 walking around.
Yeah. Well, it's not $300,000. I mean, let's be realistic. But it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
$3,000 is probably short.
I'm telling you what, I'm jacked up to do weather tomorrow.
They're not going to let you do weather.
Cloudy skies.
Well, if you're yelling and screaming like you are today, they're going to tell you you're not going on. That's what they're going to tell you. So
if the producer's watching right now, they may rethink.
I would.
Like, I don't know.
You're challenging.
The only time I yelled is when I said you should be on that list.
No, you were yelling about what influential means.
And poor Matt Thomas had to listen to all this.
No kidding. And that's a hypocritical move on your behalf because you always call me out for making the guests sit there and wait and listen to us just babble on about nothing. You're yelling about a list that I had nothing to do with.
Yeah, and the grappler was even saying, get to Matt, he's on the line.
Right. Well, quickly here, because I'm sure people are driving around. They're like, can you tell us who else is on the list? In terms of a sports perspective, Masai is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Lowry is number six. Nick Nurse, number 16.
Oh, yeah.
Bianca Andreescu, number 12. Larry Tannenbaum, number 13. The Jays rookies, Vladdy, Bichette, and Biggio, number 33. One team without any content in the top 50.
I am a little bit shocked about that.
You're telling me Brendan Shanahan's not on that list?
I guess the Maple Leafs, I don't know, man.
Dubas or even Austin Matthews.
You don't think a kid wants to grow up and be Austin Matthews or Mitch Marner?
Maybe it says something about, you know, you got to win.
You don't think a little kid grabs a microphone in his basement and says, I want to be Brian Hayes?
I hope not.
Brian Hayes.
I hope that they shoot for the stars a little bit more than that.
No.
But it would be a nice compensation. Because I enjoy doing what I do, and I'm quite influential.
You are,
but no Leafs on the list. And
it's a joke.
There's a lot of people in the city that are influential. The Raptors, you know, they're going to get love. They deserve it.
Yeah, they're just coming.
Raptors just won a championship.
Yeah, you don't tell me every kid in Toronto. Look how many Austin Matthews jerseys or Mitch Marner's jerseys are in that rink, and you're telling me they're not in that list?
I don't know what to tell you.
Who wrote that list?
Maybe it's the fact that, again, they haven't won anything. It's the fact that they got paid a lot of money.
Oh, so
maybe
all of a sudden the Raptors win the championship, and all of a sudden they're all on the list?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they should be. I don't know, man.
You want to find out?
Well, you had the article up there on
your
screen.
Well, you find it. I know your iPad just holds your little chicken dish, but why don't you move it and do a little Googling?
What is my
show that to the masses? Yes. What you have hiding behind that? Because that's not
a sewer job, man. That's my food, and you have to rat out that it's hiding behind my computer.
Well, stop yelling at me then.
I'm
putting up with it for 45 minutes.
I'm just saying.
All right, Ray Ferraro's coming up at 5. Kyle
Dubas.
Chicken
dish is also here
at 5:30. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4. All right, Ray Ferraro will join us in about 15 minutes. Our TSN hockey analyst and. We got Kyle Dubas on at 5:30. We haven't caught up with Kyle in a long time. And
it's a good day.
I would say this will work with Mike Babcock being let go yesterday and Sheldon Keefe taking over. And they're in action tonight. So it's a big game in Arizona.
Maybe we should play him our reaction on the show yesterday. See, he'd hang up on us.
Yeah, he probably would.
Do we have real life versus our fake one?
Like a reenactment and all that kind of stuff?
Let's hear the real life and then go right to the fake one.
Okay, this was, again, just to set it up, yesterday, live, when we heard the news that Mike Babcock had been let go.
You know, you need an extra save from Freddie, regardless whether
Hold on.
What?
Breaking news. Babcock fired.
What?
The Leafs just sent the email out. Sheldon Keefe named the 31st head coach in franchise history.
Wow. Interesting.
You could have another save from Freddie, and how about Morgan Riley? You could be a lot better, and to me, Tyson Berry.
Watch yourself.
Holy crap!
He doesn't know what's going on
yet. I can't even believe it!
You're not privy to this,
He hasn't announced it yet.
I know what's coming, though. I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
Tell me what you got to say.
Mike Babcock fired Sheldon Keefe.
Oh, my
God. Is your new head coach.
That's crazy. Wow. I can't believe the timing of that.
All right. You jumped on it, man.
Yeah. Our second was so much better.
No, you jumped on it. You started yelling and screaming before we could get the news out.
I got horned up. I knew what was coming.
You jumped your line.
Yeah, jumped them.
You know, it wasn't a script. I guess we were kind of free-rolling there, but...
It was like a movie when you knew that, you know...
These pretzels. You were overacting.
They were going to break up, and they were going to get back together. I was like, wow.
Yeah, you were overacting.
Maybe we keep the first one after all.
First one was quite dry.
Do a poll, Grappler.
Yeah, well, we do.
That's the poll.
We've got the poll question up, brought to you by JerseyFactory.com. Who is the most influential person in the show? He has gone off the board here, the Grappler. Brian Hayes, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie McLennan, Mulls, Grappler, Al's brother in their own bracket. You know they're going to win. You know they're going to win. You know they're going to win. And Al's brother better be on the clock tonight because... Houston, Indianapolis tonight in a football game. So
that's my game.
That's your pick. You might want to, you know, seek the counsel of Al's brother.
Why would I ask him? Oh, he did win me a hundo last week.
He's been picking some pretty good games, man. He picked the Chiefs too. He was on the Chiefs on Monday night.
If Deshaun Watson's involved, I'm all about what he's about.
All right. Well, we'll take a look at the line. We'll get into that a little bit later. The poll question brought to you by JerseyFactory.com. Custom team uniforms and logos at prices to suit any budget. Play like a pro. Look like a pro. JerseyFactory.com. So Ray Ferraro coming up. Kyle Dubas. You know Kyle, he wants to win. And then if he wins, he'll be on the top 50 most influential
list.
Yes. You can bank on that. And Masai, number one, Toronto Life with the top 50 most influential people in the city. Masai,
Not one hockey guy?
Not one hockey guy, not one Maple Leaf, no.
Not one TSN person.
Quite shocking.
Hey, listen, it's a big city, and it's a city of winners. That's kind of like what the piece is indicating. Masai,
what about TFC? They've won.
Michael Bradley could have been on there.
That's true.
Yep.
All right, hour two up next. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.